It's Ravens One-on-One, presented by MedStar Health. MedStar Sports Medicine is the Ravens' official medical team. If we can take care of the pros, we can take care of you. One-on-One with the Ravens. Yeah. Ravens One-on-One is brought to you by M&T Bank, the official bank of the Baltimore Ravens. Ray Rice raised the green flag for Ravens checking, only at M&T Bank. GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Call GEICO at 1-800-947-AUTO or visit geico.com. NFL Mobile from Verizon, built to bring you the game. With Ravens One-on-One, here's BAL's Jerry Sandusky.
Feels like a little bit of forever since we saw the Ravens last, as they played on a Thursday night. Finally had a long weekend, and it ended a stretch of four games in 18 days. Now the Ravens get set to begin a different kind of stretch as they play five straight weeks in a row with 1 o'clock games, and that string starts Sunday in Kansas City. Good evening. Welcome to Ravens One-on-One. Jerry Sandusky with you. Happy to have our special guest, Dennis Pitta, in the house tonight. Dennis, great to visit with you tonight.
Thank you. Good to be here.
I know players have to be delighted to finally have a string where the games show up 7 days apart and at 1 o'clock kickoffs.
Yeah, it's nice to kind of be able to get back into a normal routine, normal schedule during the week. And, you know, our first four games were certainly not that. And to play that many games in that short of a time was, you know, it's tough. But fortunately, we did that early on in the season and now kind of get to fall into the routine and let everything roll from there.
And physically, it's you not only lose preparation time, but you lose a lot of recovery time. There's no way anybody in this league plays a Thursday night game at 100%, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. You know, your body is beat up and all that from the Sunday game, and then you only have a couple days to be able to prepare for that Thursday night game. And you know going in it's going to be a grind, and you just try and get as healthy as you can going into that game. And like you said, I don't think anyone's 100%, but both teams are going through it, and you understand that. And so it's the team that manages that the best that'll be successful.
The good news is you have fresh legs since you missed most of preseason with the wrist fracture. How is the injury, the former injury?
You know, it feels good. I still wear a pad on my hand when I'm in the games, just as precautionary. But I don't ever notice it, which is a good thing, and it doesn't give me any problems, so it's feeling good.
Dennis Pitta is our guest tonight. You can join us at 1-800-767-1098. Dennis, are you on Twitter?
You know, I'm on Twitter. I don't know if I'm actively engaged in Twitter.
What's your Twitter handle?
It's just Dennis Pitta.
At Dennis Pitta.
There you go. I don't even know the lingo.
That's called a handle.
That's called the handle? Yeah. Okay.
So he's at Dennis Pitta. You can tweet him, or you can tweet me directly with your questions, at Jerry Sandusky, and we'll get to some of your tweets for Dennis a little later on. So you're kind of new to the social media?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not new to it. You know, I've had a Facebook account for a while, but, you know, just getting into Instagram a little bit. My wife's showing me the ropes. But, you know, I've had a Twitter. For whatever reason, I just don't. You know, I don't get on that all the time. I don't tweet. I don't really do any of that. So,
and the locker room is really almost divided between those who do tweet and those who don't tweet. There's not much shade of gray.
Yeah, there's some big-time tweeters in our locker room, and there's some guys that, you know, don't tweet at all. And so I'm kind of in the middle. I think I've tweeted once or twice, and, you know, I think it'd be fun to tweet, but it's just not something I do.
Well, here you go. Here's your first tweet that comes in for Dennis, and the tweets for Dennis are presented by AskAMarilynMason.com. The first one is, what's the best nickname you've gotten from your Ravens teammates so far?
Oh, man. I think they all come from Terrell Suggs, to be honest.
And, and I know what that one is.
Yeah, I mean, I've had a few of American
The white
Express,
tight end. Don't
the
leave
white
home without
tight
him.
End. I mean, I don't know where those came from, but he liked them, so they've kind of stuck a little bit.
Well, I think they come from the fact that Suggs, a defensive player, has such faith in your hands that he feels like, you know, in a crunch time, he wants the ball thrown your way. That's got to feel good that it's a defensive player giving you the compliment.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a nice compliment to have, and it's good to have a guy like that in your corner. You know, fortunately or hopefully, I can just continue to maintain that trust.
Your season so far, you had a career-high 73 yards receiving in week one against Cincinnati. After week three, you were the second-leading tight end in receptions in the NFL. And then week four, you didn't have any receptions because I'm guessing defensive coordinators have now put the red X on you as take this guy out of the game.
Yeah, I mean
and by that, I don't mean bounty. I mean just make sure he's not part of the offense's plan.
Yeah, hopefully they don't have a bounty on me. No, you know, I think – in that Browns game, you know, obviously I didn't have any catches, but I think that's a result of, you know, Joe doing a great job of putting the ball, you know, where it needs to be and taking what the defense gives him. And, you know, Torrey, Anquan, those guys have big nights, and Joe did a great job of getting them the ball. They were open a lot. And so, you know, sometimes you're going to have games like that where, you know, you're not always the top guy, and you just have to continue to do your job and fulfill your role in the team and be patient. And, you know, that's just what you understand as a football player, that sometimes it's not going to be as fruitful as other games.
The offense this year, we had heard so much about the new open approach, the no-huddle approach, spread formations, and it's really coming to pass. In the first four games so far, there are 10 players who've caught passes from Joe Flacco, 8 players who've caught passes of 20 or more yards, 6 guys who've scored touchdowns on this offense, and you're only a quarter of the way through the season. As a member of that offense, where are you in terms of what this offense can do? Are you at 80%, 90%? Have we seen everything? Where would you say you are?
You know, I think we're still continuing to grow and develop. I think we're still in the early stages of it. And, you know, we've played really well at times, and at other times we haven't. But, you know, that's expected early on in the season when we're trying to implement something that's a little bit different for us. But, you know, it's an offense that I really enjoy. You know, being able to just line up and, you know, get the call right there on the line and run the play and keep the defense uncomfortable is a huge advantage for us. And, you know, it hasn't been perfect at times, which I said was expected. But, you know, we just got to keep continuing to develop it. And I think we have a good foundation going forward from here.
Caller on the line. It's Nick from White Marsh. Nick is on the line, ready to talk to Dennis Pitta. Nick, thanks for joining the show tonight.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Yeah, I was just calling because I work at the Tilted Kilt, and I'm always watching the Ravens every time they're playing. And I just got to say that Pitta is definitely, I think he's better than Todd Heap already. Like,
high praise.
I know, say that again?
I said that's high praise.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, because, like, I know Todd, he plays for Arizona now, but that touchdown that David had in the Patriots game, that was amazing. Like, I was just watching that. Everybody was going crazy. It was amazing. But, yeah, I just wanted to say keep doing what you're doing, and I'm looking forward to, like, teaming up with the Ravens for a long time.
Appreciate the call. I think Nick is talking about your catch and hurdle down the sideline. Obviously, that's not something you plan to do. I mean, have you ever done a play like that before in practice, or was that just a spur of the moment?
You don't get a lot of opportunities to do that in practice, obviously, because we're not tackling, we're not hitting. But it's just something that, you know, you just got to react. And that's, I knew he was going to go low and just kind of reacted and was able to get over him. And nothing you can plan, obviously. You can't say, I want to hurdle this guy, and then all of a sudden he doesn't go low on you and you get taken out pretty hard. But it was just an instinct, and it worked out really well and ended up being a good play for us.
A huge play, a touchdown. And when you do hurdle a player, it's not usually the hurdle that creates the problem. It's the fact that you're floating through air as a free target.
Yeah.
How long does that float last? Because I would think sometimes it might feel like an eternity when you're standing up there and you can't protect yourself.
You know what? It felt like a long time. And when I hurdled the first player, I knew somebody was coming from the side, and I was actually expecting a bigger hit than was delivered, and so I kind of was able to just brush off him and get in the end zone.